In the 1950s, the story was told, a terrible tragedy of a train crash. The person that was waving the flag said he didn't understand, why didn't the train stop? He was waving the red flag, which meant be careful, slow down, and possibly get ready to stop. And he said, I waved it, and I waved it, and I waved it, and the train blew by me at full speed. And of course, ended up in a catastrophic train crash. He said, I don't understand. Until the inspectors conducting the investigation looked at the flag and said to him, your flag doesn't look so red anymore. And the train person looked at the flag and realized that it hadn't been washed in a very long time. And the sullied flag lacked the clear red to it. And the conductor of the train probably didn't notice the color and just kept going. A flag is so critical to be kept clean and crisp. I want to try to take a look at the flags, as the Medrash talks about, of three specific Shvatim. Shevet Yehuda had a flag that was blue like the sky with a lion on it. Zvulun had a flag that was white with a ship. And Yisachar's flag was black with the sun and the moon on it. What's the significance of the colors? What is the significance of the pictures? A lion? What does a lion represent? A lion is king of the jungle. Yehuda's king. But God says to him, don't be king of the jungle. Be king of humanity. How do you do that? On a pristine blue sky color. You could be the leader. Be the leader. But remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, he runs the world, and it's he that you're going to have to go in front of at one point or another. Don't sell yourself out, because that's not what leadership is. Zvulun. Every nation to be successful, what do they need? They need merchants. Merchants to sail the sea, to create the infrastructure of business, commerce. It's critical to the sustenance of a people. Says God, why do I want it on a white flag? Because business is only at its best from the Jew's perspective when it's at its most honest. The integrity of a businessman must be white, so crystal clear that he's doing exactly what's right. That's Zvulun. Yisachar, the sun, the moon, they represent the spiritual leaders of the Jewish people. Why is it on black background? Because so often the history of the Jew is one of blackness, of darkness, where he has to sit there and he has to navigate through the challenges of life. And it's then when Yisachar's wisdom, the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of the sun, the moon's history comes out so clearly. The message of the Medrash is that in all three of these flags, the colors need to be beautiful and pristine. It can't be sullied, because if it does, what happens? Just like the train, it doesn't know what its calling is. That's what we need. We need to remember what our calling is. Our calling comes from God, and it comes in the colors of blue, white, and black. The blue of the sky to represent the fact that we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The black and the white to know that in the black and challenging times, God is there for us. And the white to ensure that we conduct ourselves in a way that's proper, always and forever.